We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Boyimine Rova Merav Chista. Hamalva es Chaveira al Hamatbeya. Someone lends money and says, you know, I want you to pay back Matbeya. Vaisifolav Mahu. And Lamais, what happened is that Matbeya, let's say it was called the ruble, they made the ruble got bigger. The ruble used to be 1 ounce of silver, now it's 2 ounces of silver. So do you pay back that ruble or not? As Rashi explains, the shaila is a libud Rav. Rav, we have all these Rav and Shmuel, that before it says when you sell something for matbeah, Rav says you pay the matbeah when you're paying back. Shmuel says you give the original one. So it sounds like from Rashi, that's possibly Shmuel, you give the original one. According to Rav, we give the one that's going out now, could you give the bigger one, give the bigger ruble? It's Shaila Ribbis. Could you give the bigger ruble? The Rosh speaks out that the Shaila could be even for Shmuel in a case where there was no way to use that money. For example, there's no Derech Lameshon, like the example before. So in that case, even Shmuel agrees you have to give a different matbeah. So Shaila is, can I give the bigger matbeah or not? You give him taka the matbeah, that's yotzei v'shoah. You give him the bigger ruble, the new ruble, shekel chadashim, the new ruble, it's bigger. You give it to amalei afil kinapia, even if it's as big as a sieve. Amalei in, yes. Amalei afil kitratia, it's as big as a quarter of a cow. Amalei in, yes. Afraid to tomorrow, afraid he asks him, because island peri lemaisa, you could buy more peris with it. You could buy more. It's more buying power. It's more buying power. The chardes shalav ribbis. Omer Rav Ashi, you're right. Chazina, im machmas tivos zil. If the reason why you're getting more payers is because the ruble went up in price, the ruble went up in value, menakinle, then taka, you don't pay him the whole thing because you're giving him ribbis. But tapatap tzadachas malv, im machmas tarozil. But if the reason why the payers are cheaper now is not because the ruble is worth more, it's because there's a lot of payers around, a lot of rain, a lot of payers, then then you don't have to, you can pay him that new ruble even though it's double the size. Freight the Gemara, because Shavach l'inyanasko, l'maisa has more metal, it's more silver. So you're right, in currency it's the same value, but l'maisa it's more silver, so it's worth more, because if you melt it down and make it into grutoyas, into pieces, you'll have more pieces, it's more silver. So the Gemara, there's a story like this. Bezuzi da gardemis taya ad yud b'tamnaya, that they paskened that as long as it didn't go up more than 20%, so then you could pay that money. An example there was that the matbeya, 8 of those rubles turned into the 10, that basically from 10 of those rubles, from eight of the new rubles, it's the same weight as the 10 old rubles. 8 new rubles weighed as much as 10 old rubles, so it went up at basically 20% in size, and they allowed him to pay that much money. Because such a value already is not considered value. Now why not? I is 20% more. Zok de Rosh, the pshat is because the time you melt it down and you sift it out, you make it into pieces, it costs so much money, it's of course a 20% anyway. It's not even worth it. See, remember, we're talking about a case where in currency value, it's the same thing. A ruble is a ruble. A dollar is a dollar. For example, if you just to picture the idea, let's say they changed our dollar bills into a different shape or size, a bigger piece of paper. Instead of being the size of our dollar bills, they doubled the size. So it doesn't mean the dollar will be more. It's the same dollar. Just as more paper. So the Shaila Gemara was, oh, I have more paper now. If I want to cut it up and use it for toilet paper, it's worth more. So the Gemara is saying, no, that's not much of a value. Whatever. In this case, it's because when you melt it down, it's not. But since the value of the money is the same thing, it's the same halacha. That's the Gemara's answering. You have a question? Oh. Good. Gevaldik. So that's the Gemara saying over here, that you can pay that back. Every Gemara is a new story here. Amar Rava. Hazirik matbeya shachaveri. Now when I have here, I think 4 different members of Rabba, and we're going to see at the end of the sugya if maybe someone argues on these rabbas. I'm a rabba. Hazirik matbeya shachaveri liyama gadol. Someone takes right in front of the guy, he grabs away his coin, throws it into the yama gadol, throws it into the ocean. Potter, your potter. What's pshat? My timer. Omar. Hamanu chamach, it's right here. I didn't put it away. I put it down in front of you. It's right here. Go get it. You buy your shakla, go take it. You need a diver. It costs money to hire a diver. That's a grum already. But zok the gemara v'hani mili b'tzlulim the kechazle. But it's only if it's clear water you see it in front of you. Avakurim, if it's dark water you're not going to find it. Like chazle, you can't see it. Loi, because that's considered already mazik b'yadayim. You took it and you threw it away. You destroyed it because you can't see it anymore. V'hani mili da'adi aduya. It's only also only if you gave him a little punch on his hand and it flew out of his hand, fell into the water. Avashakla v'yad. If he took the coin out of his hand and then you threw it in the water. Migzal gazle, you stole it. Ba'ashava boilem, you have to make a ashava. It's not enough. So saying if it's a gzela, then it's possible you have to give back a new thing. But let's say I didn't steal it. All I did was knock it in the water out of his hand. So it's basically a shala of mazik. The zok to gemara, it's not a mazik because I wasn't mazik. It's still here. It's right. It's like if I take your coin and put it on the floor, it's a problem. No, it's right here. It's right there. Teretz says, oh yeah, it's in the water, so it's hard to get it. Okay, that's already a grama. And Taisa speaks out.
Why? But I throw your coin over your fence.
What?
I throw your coin over your fence.
Over the fence, yeah, right. Not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a pain in the
neck. Go get it.
Go get it. So you're potter. So you didn't steal it. You just knocked it out. It's not mazik. You're mazik. You don't have to get it. You don't have to get it. You don't have to get it. Because here it is. You, maybe it's annoying, right? It's not a chiv mazik or anything. So here, so Taisa speaks out. There doesn't have to be dafka akurim and slulim. Look, Taisa. A dirimask akurim. Lav dafka, la fila akurim. Even if it's dark water, imotzi bar amaroi, that means a diver, l'mishkelenu, have a katzlulim. V'afilu tzlulim, ilimotzi l'mishkelenu, chayiv. Even tzlulim, if he can't reach it, then it's chayiv. V'haldunaka tzlulim v'akurim, v'shem nistam tzlulim, imotzi shokul bar amaroi, v'stam akurim loy. That's usually the stam. So the bottom line is, that if you pick it up with your dime, it's a gzela. If you're not doing it with your dime, just cause a hezek, then it has to be a clear hezek. Here it's not a clear hezek, because someone could go get it. It costs money, that's a gram. Masav Rava, the loch is a ma'aseh sheni. Ein mechal amoyah she'ena b'shusa. You cannot be mechal your ma'aseh sheni amoyah. It's not in your rishus. Keitzad hoylo amoyah is bekistera ibar melech. You had money in a place where it's not reachable. Kistera was a place that's very far away, and it's a skonos drachem to get there. For example, you had something in Iran; it wouldn't help you anything. You can't get it anyway. Or Bahar HaMelech, some faraway place. Or Shnofal Kisiyam Agadol. All these cases in mechalim. And the Gemara's raya is that if it had a din kesef, which means it was still here, so then you'd be able to be mechal on it. And so you see, vaistois that if I can't reach something without any special diver or special, you know, armed entourage, you know, that's not called. It's called avod. It's not called here. The Raz already asked that maybe it's not a dimyon, but the Gemara makes a dimyon. The Gemara is saying is that if it's considered money for that, that's not considered hezek, so it should be enough for ma'aseh sheni. And for the Gemara, I'm a rabbi. No, shinily meiser, the beina motzi biyadecha. The Rachman Amar, but tzarta kasa biyadecha veleka. Special din by meiser sheni has to be motzi biyadecha. And here it's not motzi, and therefore the meiser sheni will not be able to be mechulul on this money because not motzi biyadecha, but avada is considered not avod and it's not a raya from here. So that's the first memory, rabbi, that throwing money into the yama gadol, as long as you can see it, it's not called lost. And it's not, you're not chayiv. Another case. Vama rabbi. Hashof matvei shachaveri. You take the coin of your friend. You don't have to take it. It's sitting on the counter. You take a hammer, you bang it. And you took the picture on it. And you obliterated the picture. It's not, you don't have any picture anymore here. You don't have the tzura anymore. You don't have the form on the coin. Now it's not usable anymore. But technically speaking, you didn't take anything away from him. So the locker is your pot, my time, or the loy over loy midi, you didn't do anything. It's only if you smashed it in. You took the face and you smashed it into the coin. If you cut it off, then chasuri chasver, then you're mechasver, then you're chayiv. Then you're chayiv for that because you took something off. But I just smashed it in, so I didn't really do anything. I just made it smooth. Now I can't use it anymore. That's a grama ba'alma, and there you're not chayiv. Masif rabba. What?
It's a
shinu. Okay, it's a shinu. It's a grama. It's a isvatveya. You didn't do anything. You didn't take anything away from him. You didn't do anything. You smashed the coin. Okay, so that's a grama. So what did I do wrong? So I smashed the coin. Mm-hmm. For example, let's say you have a kokosh cake, and I smashed the kokosh cake, right? Now, it doesn't have such round, you know, nice braids in it. You chayv anything? No, it's kokosh cake. Big deal. Eat it.
And if you take a kaling,
wait a second. I take a kaling, you smash it, you know, you can't put coffee in it, then it's not good. Of course, that's not good. Here, I smashed your kokosh cake. So the coin's the same exact coin, smash. Oh, because it doesn't work. Oh, it doesn't work. That's grama already. That's grama. That's what grama means. Grama means that I didn't tell you not to use it. It's because that's the government made up. It's not mature. It doesn't work.
It's not usable.
Right, exactly. It's not usable. 100%, you know, it's 100% not usable. So what Moshe means to ask is like this, that it's said in the Mishnah that psalta malchus is like nistak. So the Moshe remembers the Mishnah. That's machlokes really in the Gemara Amoraim. What exactly is the status of psalta malchus? So we had a machlokes in the Gemara on Daftar Zayin. It's only yesterday. So one man the other said, Hainu nistak, and the other man says, no, it's not nistak. So Zoch Toysis over here, that Afidah man the other is like nistak, and that makes it nicker. Why? Because everyone knows the right surah, then here also we consider nicker. Look at Toysis Dashav. Mira, the Rabba Savar, Pasalti Malchus, loy have a kinistak. Do you have a kinistak? Can't cause a shof, have a kinistak. Rechastu, my potter. He doesn't know like that. We had yesterday, no one had a chastu yesterday for some reason. The yesterday was a man the other who said that if you passeled the coin, as long as you didn't crack it, there's one mandiyama before holds that it's you're not chayiv. That this mandiyama here, same exact mandiyama. And pshat, that's called a grama. That punk that you don't, it's not by itself, that's called a grama. Mosif Rava, hekoal enoi v'somay al oznoi. If someone hits a eved, if you know an eved who loses X-ray in this week's parashah of Shvatim, then if someone knocks out one of the 24 Rosh Yavarim of the eved, the halacha is, he goes free. So let's say you hit him on the eye, for someone who became blind. The ear is one of the Rosh Yavarim, on the ear of a Charshay, and he became deaf. Eved Yotzabam Lecheris. He goes out free. But if you hit him Kneged Einoi, not Mamash directly on his eye, just Kneged his eye. But Einoi Roya Kneged Ozan Meshameo, Kneged his Ozan. He doesn't hear. Ain't Eved Yotzabam Lecheris. You don't go out free. So what do you see? You see over here, you weren't mechaser him. Let's say on his ear. You hit him on the ear, he goes free, right? His ear is still there. It looks beautiful. You didn't do anything. So you go out free. So you see, that's not considered a grama. Like Moshe's kasher also. You see, if he did a ma'isa, it's not called a grama. Even though the Maradat fi Rava, it's called grama because I didn't do anything. He's still intact. The guy's still fully intact. But still, if you can't hear it anymore, that's called a ma'isa. That's Maradat kasher. And for the Gemara, no, you got a mistake. Rava l'tamei, that something did happen. Dama Rava, which we have before, so Charshu l'aviv, if someone made his father deaf, Nera gets killed, alts, Maka aviv ima ma'isumas, also on Parashim Spatim, she efsha l'charisha b'loi chaburu, because it's impossible to make someone deaf without a chaburu, the tips of the dam, a little dam dripped out in his ear. So the bottom line is, we're saying that, Echanami, if you're right, you did nothing to him, and he just became deaf, that would be a grama. But Maisa here, he did cause some kind of chabura, and then he comes chayiv and everything else, like Taisa speaks out. Taisa speaks out, v'kivin the eshkesarim, ba'isa kilkul, chayiv akola kilkul. Come here, v'shafi also, when you shave off the head, on the picture, you shave it off, the chayiv akola kilkul. The chayiv ma'ashachasre, lo yotzorach rabalashvienu, the chayiv. And that's the chiddush over here, that if you do a maisa of missing something, then you chayiv for the whole thing, for making it not usable also. So that was the second halacha. Remember, we have two halachas. The first rabba was knocking out the money and you can see it. That's called a grama. And the second rabba is that if someone takes the matveya and smashes it in, it's everything's still intact, it's only a grama. That's not usable. Even if it's not usable at all, Moshe, it's not usable at all, it's still only called a grama. Zokta Gemara Vaita. The Omar rabba, Hatzarim Oizim Parasa Shachavera. You take your beautiful parah of your friend and you drill a hole in his ear. The parah is a great parah. It's the best plowing parah in town. The locha is your potter. My timer. Paro got a kaima kaima. Paro is still a gavaldi paro. The loy ovad, the loy midi didn't do anything. The kulu shvar, it's possible for a carbon. The kulu shvaram gavaz vech kaima. Most behemoths, all behemoths, are not royu for behemoths. It's not what it's made for. So therefore, you don't have to worry about it. It's not called you've made any loss to the guy by making a hole in his ear because it's not aimed to be a carbon. That's what Rabbi says. Again, this is also a type of a grama because here, I want to use it for carbon, that's already a grama. But avada, if you take a carbon and make a hole in it, avada that you chayef for, like Tosha speaks out of the Ramas called Sarim Oizen. Avada, if it's a behemoth that's Kaddish already and he did that, then avada, that's a problem.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yesterday, I was able to sell the scalper $500,000.
Right.
For $450,000.
That's a grama. It's a classic grama. That's exactly what grama means. That's exactly what grama means. You should write the parish. You should write the parish of the Gemara. That's what a grama means. If you had to take a cell for $400, now it's up for $1, that's a grama. That's all. Full grama. That's what grama means. If the behemoth is the same thing and something on the outside makes something punked happen because I did it. That's a grama. I caused something. Now I can't sell it. I'll give you an example. Let's say, you know, all houses, that your house is going for $2 million. And I put out a long article that your house, the Colonials, they're the worst type of house in the world. And because of that, your house goes down $1 million. You're not chayiv. It's because of you, directly because of you. You put an article in the New York Times that Colonials are the worst houses in the world. And now went down $1 million. You're not chayiv. And you could directly because of you. What? What? If I what?
Your house that's selling for $2 million and I damage it.
Damage the house, yeah, because it went down from the damages. That's not, you're not happy. Let's say I hang that sign on the house. I get a special sign, like the sign of like a mall, a 35-foot sign. I hang it to the house with nails. I bang it to the house. You're a potter. Even though I did a mice in the house. You're 100% potter. Masiv Rava. Ha'oisa malacha b'mei chatos u'paros chatos. Potter b'dir adam v'chayav dina shemayim. Let's try to concentrate on the blot over here. We have a Gemara here, Tzarim Oizden, that this is here, again, called a Groma. He did a Maisa, very clear. Do a Maisa, it's called a Groma. If the Maisa is not by itself any harm, and it's only something because of the situation that makes, that's called a Groma. That's not called a thing. What? Because by carbon, it's a carbon already. Now, I made a hole, that Maisa disqualified the carbon. The first, if it's a behemah chulin, they make a hole. Now I just can't make it into a carbon. So right now it's not a carbon. Right now it's the same exact value. Just now I rather can't make it into carbon because Allah is, it has a mom. But I take a carbon, I disqualified it with this maisa. The maisa disqualified it. The hole itself disqualified. Yeah, take one shabbos with the hole itself. There is just saying I can't now do something with it. So that's a little grammar. Yeah. Masav Rava ha'oisa malacha b'meichatos v'paras chatos. That, well, just another thing that the elements understand. Groma doesn't mean it's a suffix. It's a vada your ma'isa did it, but still called a groma. It's not about a groma, it's a suffix, it's a for sure. It's for sure. Still called a groma. Because it's not directly my ma'isa that's devaluating it. It's something else out there that's making it devalued. Mostly, because when I throw a coin into the ocean, I didn't devalue the coin. The coin's exact same coin. Now it costs $100,000 to take a submarine down there, so what? That's called a grammar. Masav Rava ha'oisem malacha b'meichatos u'paras chatos potom b'dir adam v'chayiv din shemayim. Someone does malacha with a meichatos or a paras chatos, a paraduma or meichatos, yichayiv potom b'dir adam v'chayiv din shemayim. Malacha hu d'loy minke ezeka. Smash v'dafka malacha v'dir v'chlal, it's not nikar at all. Aval tzorim de minke ezeka, you made a hole in it, that type of thing, minke ezeka, hokinami de v'chayiv din adam v'chayiv. It's only a grama. So you're going to ask me, what are you talking about here? It's already a paras chatos. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos speaks out in the fourth line of Tosfos, v'hocha b'shmeitzim paruch l'rabba b'mei chatos. They're asking about mei chatos. Mashma, mei chatos, is this something that was nicker, you would be chayiv. And stam mayim lav mei chatos kaimei, the kodim kedushon dafka pasal malacha. The whole malacha is only pasal for you mekadosh it. So we're talking about it was Kaddish. The Rajba learns that the case of Paras Chaz also was, it was a Paraduma before you Mekaddish it. And that's the Raya. It's Mashba, even such a case, if you would serve him the Oizen, you would be Chayiv. L'chayir, it's a Kasha on Rabba. And for the Gemara, Amri, who wasn't the Phil Tzarim part? You really part even by Tzarim. Really, you're also Potter, even if you did a Maisa of Tzarim Oizen. Why do we pick a case of Melacha doing work with the Paras Chatos? We're there, that's also, that makes it, disqualifies it. The Chiddush is that even though there, it's not Minkar Ezeka, it's still Chayiv, B'dinei Shemai. So that was the third Rabbah. We had three Rabbahs. The first Rabbah was Zarek Matbeya, second Rabbah was Shaf Matbeya, third Rabbah was Tzarim Oizen of a para causing it not to be able to be a carbon. You take the shtar, a friend, the shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $1 million. He takes the shtar, he burns it. Now he has no shtar anymore. The halacha is your potter. You pay for the shtar, by the way, just in case. You pay $1.50 for the shtar, no shayla about it. But your potter for the $1 million. I tore a piece of paper. Classic grama. For those that are still having a hard time with grammar. Here, you caused the guy $1 million loss, and you did a maisa, and you did a biadayim, everything, all your kashas, all Moshe's kashas, all them. Yes, you're right. Still your father. Why? Because I burnt a piece of paper. That's why. I burnt a piece of paper. It granted us $1 million. That's called a grammar. Mask of law, Rama, Chamba, Hechidam, what's the case? Like Rabbi Yosef is asking, Hechidam, what's the case? Top on base. If the Edom know what it says in the star, licht v'lei star ma'ayis. Write a new star. He didn't do anything wrong. V'leka sadi. And there's no Edom. Anamay Edom. Stamzei. How do we know? We have a whole side to pay. What do we know? So Stamzei wouldn't pay. If the halacha was you have to pay for it, how would you know? Amarava tebe ma'mina. The case was is where they're being ma'im at each other. Shalom girsus. That's what I'm saying. But like that way, they both trust each other. Yes, it was $1 million. Yes, it was $1 million in the star. Everyone agrees. Still your potter. Why? Because the halach is that your potter on grama. So these are four cases of rabba. Again, just to repeat it over, throwing in the yam, shaf matbeya, terim oizin, and sayer of star, shal chaveiroi.